a witness in season and out of season. Words from Jesus.
My words are spirit and life, and they have the power to reach the heart of a person to accomplish my will. They give courage to the laboring man who is struggling to make ends meet, with the knowledge that I care and will answer prayer. They comfort the broken hearts of the widow and the grieving with the balm of my love. They give the lonely a touch of my love. They help the confused to see more clearly. They give the afflicted hope. There is no one who is searching for me that I will not reach in some way. I know my sheep, and I will make myself known to them if they are seeking me. Just a simple tract or piece of literature can change someone's life for eternity. When you hand a tract to that person who passes you on the street, you could literally be saving their life. Maybe you don't have time to talk to them or you don't speak their language, but if you're faithful to hand them a tract, you have played a part in giving them a chance to know me and find eternal salvation. You have no idea what problems that man or woman might be facing, but with each tract you give out, the seeds of my word can be planted to give them comfort and hope. Never underestimate the power of my word in printed form. You don't always have to have an in-depth conversation with people to be an effective witness, because my words will speak to them. A tract that you give to a receptive soul is never wasted. You're giving water to a parched soul and turning the light on in the darkness of someone's life. You can't gauge the effectiveness of your witness by their immediate reaction or their outward appearance. There are many reasons why someone might not look like they are too interested or paying much attention at the time. But there are many people who can testify that the reason they are saved is because one of my children gave them a tract. You can have a great part in my salvation plan by planting the seeds. An ambassador of the Lord's love. I have called each of you to be a witness of my love and truth to the people that you meet. Each person whose path you cross could be someone who is seeking for answers and longing for my love and truth. You are my ambassadors through whom I wish to offer my love and truth, whether it's through a smile, a word of encouragement, a kind action, a tract, or a witness. You often cannot see what effect your witness has on a person, as some people do not show this outwardly, but it will have an effect. It gives them an opportunity to make a choice to seek after me and learn more, or to reject my way. As you go forth sowing the seeds of my word, these will take root in receptive hearts and bear eternal fruit. Every person is precious to me. Some people may appear to have little worth in the eyes of the world. They may be despised or sick or have no one who cares for them. But I care for them, and my heart is broken for them. I wish to show them my love, and you are my hands, my feet, and my voice to speak words of comfort and encouragement. I work through you as my ambassadors of hope to a lost world. I would that my children everywhere be ready, instant in season and out of season, to share my love and my word with those they meet. Reaching everyone everywhere. I am the God of the universe, the creator of all things, both great and small. And yet I came to this earth to minister to all people, even to the lowliest of people who had no value or worth in the eyes of the world. Even so have I sent you. When you walk through the world as my messengers, I walk with you, and my spirit works through you to reach the lost, the broken, the forsaken, and the marginalized. When you stop to help an elderly man or woman across the street and give them a tract, I am with you. When you take a moment to encourage people who are begging and give them a coin and a tract, you have done it as unto me. When you smile at the bus driver and show him appreciation for his faithful labors as a servant of the city, my spirit works through you. When you express your appreciation to the cashiers for the job they do day after day, and you give them a tract, you do so for me. When you take a few minutes to encourage your neighbors and empathize with their problems and pray for them, you water the seeds of my word planted in their hearts. When you reach out to that person sitting beside you in the waiting room at the doctor's office and strike up a conversation and help to calm their fears and reassure them and give them a tract, they receive a touch of my love. There are many times throughout the day when you have the opportunity to be a vessel of my love and a carrier of my words to those in need. If you are attentive to the needs of those around you and the opportunities to be my messenger, I will work through your witness to touch the hearts of those who will receive me. I will bless your faithfulness to be my messenger and to seek and to save those who are lost and broken, and to care for the needy. As you reach out to people and feel the heartbreak and the pain of those without hope, I will be with you. As you give of your time, strength, and resources to those in need, no matter who they are, and are moved with my compassion for them, you have done it as unto me. And when your time on earth is finished, you will hear my "Well done, good and faithful servant," and you will enter into my joy forever. If you witness, you won't fail. Your witness is never lost. The words of encouragement and truth that you share with people are not wasted. You might think that your explanation wasn't good enough, powerful enough, or clear enough, but your witness will accomplish my purpose. The words that you say, the answers you give, your encouragement and smile go a long way to water the ground of people's hearts. Don't worry if you don't feel you have a good enough answer to someone's question. Do your best and trust that my spirit will work through your witness, and the word that you have stored in your heart will come to the fore. It takes time to prepare to answer people's questions and challenges. But once you know the questions people are asking, you can research my word and other sources for answers and be better prepared for the next time. The more you witness to people personally, the more you will learn how to answer their questions directly and personally. Witnessing never fails, and even if later you feel you could have given a better answer, you are a voice of faith whenever you speak about me and my word, and your witness rings loud and clear in people's minds. Your desire to give good, clear answers motivates you to seek me and study to be a tried and true worker able to teach the word of truth correctly. No one who is faithful to witness and share my word with others is a failure. You don't have to have all the answers to be a faithful witness. And as you are faithful to do your part to reach people with the truth, you will grow in wisdom and love.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.